Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It is 8:12 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 72 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden. Patty Mercer has the day off. We want to say hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening to us on the free WRHI app, watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. June 1st was the start of the Atlantic hurricane season. So we brought in Chuck Haynes. He's the York County Emergency Management Director. And good morning to you, Chuck.
Good morning.
All right. It's hurricane season here in South Carolina. Being a coastal state, we know how vulnerable we can be during hurricane season. Hurricane season starts with June 1st through the end of October.
Exactly.
So during this time right now, typically, we don't see a lot of hurricanes hit South Carolina or get close to the Carolina coast until later in the summer.
That's right.
What do you hope people will do, think about, and act when they hear that it's hurricane season?
Yeah. We are inland a little bit, so all of our new friends that are living with us now don't think that it can't happen here. Many of us have dealt with Hurricane Hugo in 1989, and so when we begin hurricane season, it's a time to prepare, get those emergency kits ready, get those papers in order, maybe take down the trees that you maybe have put off for a little bit. But now's the time to prepare for that windstorm that we may get.
When we look at hurricanes that hit South Carolina, Hurricane Hugo is one that many of us remember, and we were shocked that in some places inland, it did more damage than along the coast. So I think that made a believer of a lot of people in the country, especially here in South Carolina, that it basically went up Interstate 26 and then 77 and came right through our area, through Charlotte. So to your point, when people hear, oh, it's a hurricane, it's a coastal event, we here inland get what, flooding and high winds and tornadoes. Is that the major concern for you all?
Yeah, the most of the effects from tropical storms and hurricanes on the coast, this far inland is the rainfall, the flash flooding that we get, and then the tornadoes that spin off of the squall lines that move through. So, yeah, so if we don't get a direct hit, we do get the remnants of the storms, and that causes problems for us.
Are you afraid in the world of emergency management that because we've not had a big one like Hurricane Hugo, we've got a couple that have brushed against the South Carolina coast right there and into North Carolina as well, that people after several years they'll go by and say, oh, you know, that was a fluke that it happened here, and they kind of let their guard down?
Yeah, the complacency is something that we deal with a lot in a lot of topics, not just hurricane. But it's easy to do that, and we hope that people don't do that. Remember, when you're preparing for a hurricane, you're also preparing for all other types of emergencies. And so, you know, everything from the kits to even looking at your insurance policies and making sure they're up to date, or if you make sure you're not underinsured and things like that. Now's a good time to do that. So we're hoping people don't get too complacent in having a good run.
Because with a hurricane, we can see it sometimes 2 weeks out, though we're all familiar with the cone of uncertainty, and many people just hope that it wobbles one way or the
other. Won't happen here.
Yeah. So you do have some time when that happens to put together a plan. But when you're trying to put together a plan and take care of your house, it's like two trains speeding at each other. It's not going to end very well. To help folks kind of build their emergency kit, what's the recommendation? What would you all like to see the average homeowner have on hand for an emergency?
72 hours worth of supplies, and then a gallon of water per person per day is what we recommend. And then don't forget about your medications that you need. And don't forget about the aspect of having to leave your home. So during normal times, there may be something that happens that we ask citizens to leave and relocate. So having important items in a box that you can take with you in a hurry is very, 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 very important. Thankfully, we don't have that scenario a lot here in York County. We do live in a fairly safe area in the country. You know, we've got mountains that help us out, and then we have the ocean that brings us every now and then some tropical weather. But we are in a good part of the state that sees very little hazardous weather. But yeah, so don't forget that you could be stuck at home or you could be asked to leave home. So when you're making your kit, think about the mobility of your kit.
And also, don't forget about your fur babies, your animals as well.
That's a big deal.
And have an evacuation plan if you do need to leave, where you're going to go. Everyone seems to always go, it never fails, to the same city.
Right.
But, you know, maybe think outside of the box. But you got to be mindful of it. And, you, again, being a coastal state, we're maybe more alert than others. And especially if you live through Hurricane Hugo, you know it can happen. Chris Miller and I were talking the other day. It's about due, right? South Carolina is, we don't like to say it. We don't want to wish it on anyone. We'd like to see zero hurricanes in the hurricane season. We know that's not going to happen. But South Carolina is due when Hurricane Hugo hit in 89.
That's right.
It's going to be one state's turn for the next big one to have happen.
Right.
All right. Well, we'll be prepared and ready to go for sure. We're catching up with Chuck Haynes. He's the York County Emergency Management Director. Of course, we're right in the middle of hurricane season here in on the Atlantic coast. And being, again, a coastal state in South Carolina, we know that it can happen. So always have a plan. Prepare, as Chuck was mentioning a few moments ago. Chuck, I want to switch gears for a quick second and take a look at COVID.
Yes.
In terms of just how the county continues to respond to COVID, how we continue in the moment to respond, and then what the future looks like, maybe from your perspective of emergency management.
Yeah, thankfully, we are declining like the rest of the country, and the efforts of the vaccine clinic and people getting their vaccinations hopefully is the reason why these numbers are declining. Future, I hope, is that we continue to see a decline and we get back to normal. The governor has moved us forward as far as no mask and really started opening up things, and we're starting to see things that are almost back to normal. You know, we saw the race this weekend with, you know, what, 70,000 people in North Carolina, and seeing that is a positive sign. Really for the mental health of people. So from our perspective, things are going in the right direction, and we hope they stay that way.
I can imagine the binder for those in emergency management is pretty big, responding to any kind of emergency.
Sure.
I assume that binder is even bigger now with a global pandemic and just how, with lessons learned from this, from your perspective.
Yeah, we before COVID hit, we had notional plans on how things would go during a pandemic. Anyone that's been in the planning business knows that once the first day happens of it, everything changes. So
best laid plans then change, right?
Right. So a lot of our plans kind of went out of the window, and it changed up, and the state did some things different ways, and it worked out. Things, you know, happened in a timely manner. You know, I can't express how well the vaccine clinic worked. City of Rock Hill, Piedmont Hospital did a wonderful job putting that together and getting people their vaccine, and really that helped us turn the corner.
That's great. And, of course, they're still offering that vaccine.
That's right.
It's not at the clinic that it once was located at the gallery. It's now at the City Operations Center. You just go, and that's it. You roll up your sleeve and get a shot, and another step towards a life of normalcy
that's right.
We remember. Chuck Haynes, again, is the York County Emergency Management Director. As always, Chuck, thank you so much for your time
and for
keeping us safe in York County.